Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Friday, June 5th, and quick note before we get into today's topic, the May jobs report dropped this morning. 172,000 jobs were added, which is double what economists expected. April was revised up to 179,000. March was revised up to 214,000. So if you listen to Wednesday's episode about the stock market looking fragile underneath the surface, the labor market just pushed back on that narrative pretty hard. Worth watching, and we'll probably revisit this. But also to note, stocks, specifically tech stocks today, are tanking. So I think we'll have to figure out what's actually going on. Okay, let's get into today's story. So 2 weeks ago in Las Vegas, a group of Olympic caliber athletes competed in a one-day sporting event where performance-enhancing drugs, also known as PEDs, were not only allowed, but they were encouraged. It was called the Enhanced Games. Peter Thiel funded it. You know Peter Thiel, the guy who also backed Facebook? He's a multi-billionaire. It was also backed by Donald Trump Jr.'s fund. The organizers promised that world records would be destroyed. A $1 million bonus was on the table for any athlete who broke one. They had swimmers on testosterone, sprinters on stimulants, and a strongman from Game of Thrones deadlifting under medical supervision. And when it was over, the clean athletes won three of the events, and only one world record was broken. The guy who predicted he'd shatter Usain Bolt's 100-meter record ran 0.4 seconds slower than it. So the steroid Olympics did happen, but the steroids mostly lost. So here are the details. The Enhanced Games were held on Sunday, May 24th, at a venue in Las Vegas. And that format included swimming, sprinting, and weightlifting. And the rules were straightforward. Any athlete could use any FDA-approved performance-enhancing substance under medical supervision. Testosterone, human growth hormone, EPO, stimulants, all of that was fair game. The organizers positioned it as the future of sports, a place where athletes could push human limits without the hypocrisy of anti-doping rules that they argued most athletes circumvent anyway. Fred Kerley, a two-time Olympic 100-meter medalist, was the biggest name on the track. He predicted Usain Bolt's world record of 9.58 seconds would get destroyed. He himself ran 9.97 seconds clean. He didn't take any enhancements because he wanted to protect his eligibility for the 2028 Olympics. He ended up winning anyway because the doped sprinters couldn't beat him. In the pool, Greek swimmer Christian Golomev was the only athlete to break a world record, clocking 20.81 seconds in the 50-meter freestyle against the official mark of 20.88 seconds. He collected $1.25 million for it. But the record won't be ratified by any international swimming body because the event doesn't follow anti-doping protocols or standard timing certification. Barbadian sprinter Tristan Evelyn won the women's 100 meters clean as well at 11.25 seconds. American swimmer Hunter Armstrong won the 50-meter backstroke, again, no doping, clean at 24.21 seconds. Hafþór Björnsson, the Icelandic strongman known as the Mountain from Game of Thrones, deadlifted 475 kilograms. The world record is 5'10". He's open about using testosterone and growth hormones and has been for years. The organizers had promised multiple world records would fall across every discipline, but instead, most competitors posted times and lifts that would have been competitive at a well-run national championship but wouldn't have turned heads at the Olympics. The enhancement, for most athletes, did not produce enhanced results. So if the athletic results were underwhelming, what was the point of this? The point was the business model, and once you see it, the entire event might make a lot more sense. Enhanced Group, the company behind the games, went public on the New York Stock Exchange in May under the ticker ENHA. The company doesn't just host sporting events. It sells performance enhancement products directly to consumers. Testosterone injections, peptides, supplements, and telehealth consultations for hormone therapy. One company executive compared the model to Red Bull, which uses extreme sport events to market energy drinks. The athletes were the commercial, and the competition existed to generate attention, controversy, and media coverage that would drive consumers to Enhanced Group's online store, where they could buy the same substances the athletes used. The $1 million prize bounties ensured headlines. the Peter Thiel and Trump Jr. backing ensured political coverage. The controversy over doping in sports ensured moral outrage, which on the internet is the most reliable form of free advertising. This is the same pattern we've seen all month on Higher IQ. Shrek wasn't a movie, it was a merchandise engine. McDonald's isn't a burger company, it's a real estate company. GTA isn't a game, it's a platform for selling virtual currency. The enhanced games aren't just a sporting event. They're truly a customer acquisition funnel for a publicly traded hormone therapy company. The sprint times don't actually matter, the stock price does. The timing wasn't accidental either. RFK Jr.'s FDA loosened restrictions on testosterone prescribing and certain peptides earlier this year, making it easier for companies like Enhanced Group to sell these products legally. The regulatory environment shifted, and the Enhanced Games launched into the gap. Okay, let's strip away the business model, because there's still a genuine philosophical question underneath that doesn't have a clean answer. The anti-doping establishment, led by the World Anti-Doping Agency, calls the Enhanced Games dangerous and irresponsible. The International Olympic Committee said the event is a betrayal of everything we stand for. Fair enough. But the anti-doping system has its own credibility problem. Russian state-sponsored doping events went undetected for years. China's swimming team had 23 positive tests for a banned heart medication ahead of the Tokyo Olympics, and the cases were quietly closed. Athletes who test positive for recreational marijuana still face suspensions. Sha'Carri Richardson missed the 2021 Olympics because she smoked weed after learning her biological mother had died. The system that claims to protect clean sports has repeatedly failed to catch the biggest cheaters while punishing athletes for things that have nothing to do with competitive advantage. The Enhanced Games founder, Aaron D'Souza, argues that adults should be free to do whatever they want with their own bodies, and that the medically supervised enhancement is actually safer than the black market doping that already happens at every level of elite sport. There is a logic to that argument, even if you don't agree with it. The counterargument is that normalizing PED use creates pressure on younger athletes who feel like they can't compete without drugs, and that the long-term health effects of testosterone and growth hormone use are serious and not fully understood, regardless of medical supervision. One sports medicine professor called the Enhanced Games a natural history experiment to see what happens, which is not exactly reassuring. The results from Las Vegas accidentally made the strongest argument against the event's own premise. If the drugs don't produce dramatically better results, and if clean athletes can win events against dope competitors, then the case for allowing enhancement is weaker than the organizers claim. The whole pitch was remove the limits and watch what happens. Well, what happened was 9.97 seconds in the 100 meters, a time that Curly has beaten while competing clean at sanctioned events. The future sport looked a lot like the present. So if you want something fun to share this weekend with your friends, here's what you should mention. The Enhanced Games happened 2 weeks ago in Las Vegas. Athletes were allowed to use testosterone, HGH, EPO, and stimulants under medical supervision. The organizers predicted world records would be shattered, but only one was broken in the 50-meter freestyle. Three clean athletes won their events, including Fred Curley in the 100 meters, who ran 9.97 seconds without any enhancement. The company behind the games is publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange, and its real business is selling testosterone and supplements to consumers, using the athletic competition as a marketing event. The anti-doping system the Enhanced Games claims to be replacing has its own serious credibility problems, and the results from Las Vegas accidentally undermined the event's central argument. The drugs did not produce dramatically better performance. The steroid Olympics did happen, but like I said earlier, the steroids mostly lost. So have a good weekend, stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.